Track 9. Mary reads an article about a historic building in Fareham which has a new lease of life. Mary.
Blackbrook House, Fareham's Little Downton. You often hear the phrase, if these walls could talk, and one place where this surely applies is Blackbrook House, this impressive Grade II listed building just off the avenue in Fareham dates back to around 1782. When we went to have a look around, we found its rich architecture is only part of its fascination. The house has been part of countless individual life stories. First, a Georgian residence. Blackbrook House was first occupied by the Barton family. It boasted 20 bedrooms and grounds spanning either side of the avenue and as far as Gudge Heath Lane. A long leafy drive leads you to the house, which appears before you on the brow of the hill. A number of veteran oak trees stand guard in the surrounding gardens, and the Blackbrook Spring runs alongside. The cream Bewley brick from which the house is built was fashionable among manor houses in the area at the time. As you enter through the grand black front door, you pass into the main hall, where a wooden staircase sweeps past you on the right, and in front of you the wall curves out. This is part of the central oval-shaped lounge. Many original features draw the eye. Georgian cornicing, curved glass in the restored sash windows, and original Georgian doors and plaster. For sale. During Victorian times, the house was owned by Colonel William Parker, who lived there with his family for 60 years. In 1880, he added the large extension, and in 1912, he had the garage built. Blackbrook stayed in the Parker family until being put up for sale in 1928. It was listed at £14,000, which included wine vaults, butler's pantry, scullery, dairy, and photography darkroom. It also came with 97 acres of land containing three cottages, stables, and a farm building. The house was taken into state ownership in the 1930s when it was requisitioned for use in the war effort. Mums. In 1950, Blackbrook House became a maternity hospital, and the first baby, Roger Pumphrey, was born there in April that year. The matron, nurses and midwives lived on site, and in the early days the coal-fired central heating had to be stoked during the night to keep it going. Many women who spent time at Blackbrook described it as a haven of relaxation in those early days after childbirth. Michelle Bennett stayed there in 1993 with her newborn daughter. Blackbrook was a lovely place to take my daughter when she was born. I'm pleased it has been restored and is being put to good use. Blackbrook Maternity Hospital was closed due to financial problems in 2009. Restoration. In 2010, Blackbrook House was bought by local businessman Stephen Press. At the time, many of its historic features had been obscured. The house had also been vandalised during an illegal rave, and there was flooding in the cellar. Mr. Press, who has a background in the care profession, spearheaded its £1.3 million refurbishment into the luxury care home it is today. The attention to detail that has gone into Blackbrook's revival, refurbishments took 2.5 years to complete, is clear to see. Bricked-up windows have been restored, and new period-style patio doors open out from the lounge to the lawn. The interior has been furnished in keeping with its Georgian origins, with period antiques plus Axminster carpets and crystal chandeliers. I think of this place as the grand old lady of Fareham, says Stephen. Blackbrook had always been a family home, and we wanted to reflect that in its restoration. Our residents call the place Little Downton. I think they like the stately home feel it has. Whilst we were looking around Blackbrook, a lady who herself was born there was being shown around as she was looking for somewhere for her elderly mother to live. This seemed to symbolise Blackbrook's own journey, from thriving Georgian mansion to mother's sanctuary to care home.